Justin Fluke back with you now, joined by Coach Scott Berger. We talk about the boys' basketball. The Blue Jays are 9-3 on the season. They'll jump back into Big 7 play next week at 5-2, but we're going to talk non-league and wrapping up the Burlington tournament from last week. Coach, you finished 2-1, the only loss in the semifinals to Labette County, 62-53, but a really good ending to the tournament to beat Burlington on their home floor in that third place game, 58-54. So I know you always enjoy the tournament, some different teams and some pretty good teams. What were just your overall thoughts, I guess, on going 2-1 in the tournament this year?
I thought we played pretty well. Like you say, the best part I like about the tournament is it gives us different looks. We're facing teams that we never get to see throughout the year. And also most of the schools down there, they're just larger schools. They're one, I think, 5 in that group or 4A and 3A's. And so that's good for us. And so anytime you can play competition that you don't get to see and that strong competition, it's always going to help your team.
Matt and Davis were named to the All-Tournament team. Obviously, had a lot of guys stepping up, and it seemed like it was a tournament, especially the last few games, but the scoring has been pretty good. And really, for the most part, I mean, before the tournament, you had a couple of games there. You scored in the 60s against Hiawatha and Perry LeCompton, but are you happy offensively, I guess, with where your team's at and the consistency that you're getting there?
I think we've been pretty consistent on the offensive end, and probably a couple of them games we would be scoring more, but we're pretty good at when we get a lead at the end of the game of holding the ball, and we have some guys that can knock down free throws, and so if you know you can keep the ball from your opponent and you know you can go to the line and make free throws, it really doesn't make sense to just continue to attack the glass unless it's just a wide-open layup. So, yeah, offensively I think we're playing well. I think defensively we need to sometimes maybe step it up a little. I don't think where we need to be. I don't think we are where we need to be right now. And hopefully this second part of the year we can improve on that part of the game and just get a little bit more physical.
Well, I mean, you're still a fairly young team, but, you know, I have to ask you because this is the first chance I've had to really interview you this season. You know, 3 wins a year ago, and now this year you're 9-3, and as mentioned, still a fairly young team. I think you've caught a lot of folks by surprise this year. What I'm sure you've enjoyed coaching this team, but what is it that has them playing at this caliber and this level, even as a younger team here for you this year?
Well, I think you know from covering boys sports that a year makes a big difference as far as physical maturity. And we were young. We were really young last year. We played a lot of kids that should have not been playing varsity ball. But then they gained that year of experience. And over the summer, they all grew. We got a group of kids now that are they just seem to be maybe late bloomers. So they're still growing. And then we had several kids play all summer, which I think attributed to a lot of their improvement. And so you add all them things up, and we played well. And I think the games that maybe you go into thinking it could go either way, we've been fortunate enough to have leads at the end of the game. And like I said earlier, we were fortunate enough to be able to hold on to them leads. And so a lot of things have added up, but it's just a fun group of kids that they like basketball. You know, I have to kick them out after practice and things because they just want to stay and play. So they're just a good group of boys.
That's awesome. You'll have a second time through the Big 7 against all those opponents here starting next week. But Silver Lake on Friday, and of course no game last night. So was it kind of nice to have an extra day or night this week without games as you prepare for a final non-league game against Silver Lake and then the stretch run?
It's a good week. We always give them Monday off. Then it gives us a couple days here to work on things that we need to work on, maybe that we're not doing well. And then you, of course, have to start focusing on your next round opponents, which for us it'll be Silver Lake on Friday and then Riverside on Tuesday. So we're looking forward to the second part of the season. And, you know, we just hope to improve, hope to get better at all parts of the game, and we'll just see where it goes from there.
You bet. Well, look forward to chatting with you the rest of the season, Coach. Thanks for your time, and best of luck in your next couple games.
Hey, thanks, Justin.
Scott Berger, head coach for the Blue Jays. This is about the Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Garrett Country Mart, by C&K Service, and by Sailor Insurance in Sabetha.